WHDD presents Susan Says.
Wow. PBS American Masters is running a great new documentary on one of the most talented humans ever, Sammy Davis Jr. It was breathtaking to see the range of his talents, his tap dancing, of course, his singing, but I'd forgotten his perfect imitations from Cagney to Stewart, singing like Sinatra and just in general being a star unlike any other. From when he was a tiny, adorable boy dancing at three, and then he grew into a tiny man. But he was a giant in anything he attempted. First as a kid, he tapped his little heart out, charming and adorable, then part of the Will Mastin trio, well, the star of it. He paid them well into adulthood, even when they stopped working with him. His awful army experience, he was bullied and beaten as a black man and treated terribly while he was defending America. Then his success began, only to be interrupted by a terrible car accident which lost him an eye. His love affairs, mostly with blondes, very controversial, it supposedly got him bounced from a D.C. inauguration event by JFK himself. I'm sorry to learn that. But he made up for it with, you will be surprised to learn, Richard Nixon. He was charmed by him, although he did slip with the beginning of the N-word in a phone call we hear. But Nixon honored him and had him sleep at the Lincoln bedroom, which was a highlight for Davis. I was honored to have met him on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In', where he did the Here Comes the Judge and then was hit by water in that iconic Sock It to Me bit. We went to a party at his house afterward. His manager showed us his closet. He was a huge spender, and there were literally hundreds of tiny suits. It looked like a little boy's section of a department store. He spent himself into debt a lot, married a couple times, most infamously to Swedish star My Britt, and he had kids that we never really heard about. But his lasting legacy was going back to help soldiers on drugs into battle scenes, being one of the greatest all-around talents that ever was, and even not-so-nice guys like Jerry Lewis were lovely to him and helped him. His Rat Pack days were both condescending and real friendships, but it made for a great life. He died at 64, too soon, for he is missed. You can catch him on that All in the Family rerun where he plants a big kiss on Archie Bunker, killer. You have to see this show. You have to remember it all. It's on Netflix, too.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.